Asian Pop Radio Australia. Across the community radio network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hello and welcome to another week of Asian Pop Radio Australia. I am your host, Jay John. I might be on my own at the moment this week for this week's episode, but I do have plenty of people contributing to what we are going to present to you on this week's show. So we should get to it. We've got our Thai Pop Song of the Week coming up as usual, thanks to Paul, our Thai Pop Specialist. Shaz is in Seoul reviewing everything she can at the moment. This week she's looking at fast food options in Korea and a little bit from a vegetarian perspective because she is veggie. Phil will join us very soon for another Hello K-Pop update. Our interview with Ali O. She made it to the top 12 on The Voice Australia this year, and she will join us a little later on in the show. Music-wise, it's all about the best Asian pop from right around the continent. We'll kick off with Aussie Kimberly Chen, who I believe is in town. I loved you before it was cool. New stuff from Super Junior. Always love when there's a new Suju track out. Mamacita. And a J-pop track from B.A.P. For now, time for this.
Across the community radio network, this is
the Pop News Update.
Taiwanese sensation Jay Chou is set to marry his fiancée Hannah in just a few weeks. Although the pair had planned to marry next year, Jay has revealed that he no longer wants to delay the wedding and will make it his main priority as he wishes to do something significant by his 36th birthday. That's pretty significant, right? Jay's upcoming album has currently been called to a halt in order to get married sooner. An exact date for the wedding is yet to be revealed. Chinese film director Kitty Chang's husband was arrested this week after he was caught red-handed hiring sex workers. According to reports, he was said to have been in the company of the workers from September 8 to 10. Kitty, who was away in New York at the time, took to her Weibo account to address the issue, stating that overall she is feeling very conflicted about the issue. However, it is a matter of the public forces and she and her husband will face the other problems together. And finally, Luck & Seal revealed some exciting news for international fans this week. The band's latest song, Everlasting, has been digitally released not only in Japan, but over 30 other countries as well as including Australia. The song is currently available for download via iTunes. Thanks to Cassie, our team member, for that report as usual. Now we take a more in-depth look at K-pop with Phil from HelloKpop.com.
Say hello to Australia's biggest online K-pop news website. Here's Hello K-Pop with a Korean pop news update.
Founder of HelloKpop.com. Hello, Philip.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
Very good. Now, making news this week, Kim Hyung-jun.
Kim Hyung-jun.
Is in the news and has admitted to that assault we were talking about last week.
He has. It's about time, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess he should have done it earlier because there's been so many evidence suggesting that he had assaulted his girlfriend. So he has finally publicly admitted and said sorry and apologized to his ex-girlfriend. He released that statement on his homepage and he said that he was really sorry and embarrassed for doing things that a man shouldn't have been doing.
Sure.
And his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, who hasn't been named, that everyone has been calling him Miss A, she has said that if he sincerely apologized and does it publicly, she can, she will look at it and see if it's genuine, then she will accept the apology and she'll drop the charges.
Wow.
And luckily for him, I guess, the charges have been dropped against him. So it looks like he won't be serving time behind bars or getting into any further trouble with the police. It's good news for his fans, or I'm not too sure where this stands.
Obviously,
what do you think, Jace?
Well, I was going to say, obviously, silly for him from the start to do something so ridiculous and to lay a hand on a woman at the beginning, to not just come out straight away when he knows he's done it and said, you know what, yep, this is the wrong thing, I did the wrong thing, I'm ashamed of it, I'm sorry, I'm going to be involved in some women's groups now and show that I care about women, I appreciate women, I want to promote being anti-violence against women. But I think he's just handled it all completely the wrong way.
Of course, and I think a lot of people have drawn comparisons, you know, to Chris Brown, Rihanna.
Yeah.
You know, their incident a few years ago. I guess a lot of people are concerned whether, you know, this will be ongoing, you know, if something like this will happen again. For him, I guess we hope that he gets the help that he needs because, you know, this could be a very serious issue in the future again.
Exactly. Fingers crossed that the two can resolve, I guess, those issues and that they can move on and he learns a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Number two for the week, a GOT7 member apparently darling, in a car accident. Another car accident.
I know. This is just shortly after Ladies Code. Not too long after Ladies Code. It was Soon Ree. So now Got 7's JB was involved into a car accident earlier this week. His van hit another car.
Right.
It was just minor injuries and he's been treated for it, but he's spending the week in the hospital. So good news that he's being treated okay, but I guess this brings up, you know, more concern whether, you know, why are other idols and other people getting into these car accidents? I guess it's a really big issue that needs to be looked at.
Thanks for that, Phil. Stick around. The Hello K-Pop update continues right after this. This is the latest from Super Junior on Asian Pop Radio Australia, right across the Community Radio Network.
We know 그 자리에 맞게 알로
You ain't got no chance 놓치지 마 한 번 떠나면 잡을 수 없어
It's funny I don't think so 설교하지 마 난 갑 중에 갑 너 말에 을 중에 을 이 파워 게임에 빌려버린 자가 너 하나뿐이겠냐
Just close your lips Shut your tongue
나 혼자 다른 꿈을 꾸면 절
We don't 그 자리에 맞게 알로
You ain't got no chance 놓치지 마 한 번 떠나면 잡을 수 없어 Hey mama 싫다 내가 아야야야야
Say hello to Australia's biggest online K-pop news website. Here's Hello K-pop with a Korean pop news update.
Super Junior, Mamacita on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Good to see Suju back in full swing. And now back to our Hello K-Pop update. Now, Phil, our final bit of news for the week is that YG Entertainment have released a new group.
Not just any group, but they've been secretly training a new group, Jace. So this is partnering up with, apparently this is the rumour that's been reported in Chinese media. YG has apparently teamed up with a big agency in China called Yuhan Agency, or wow. Entertainment, sorry. And they manage former Super Junior member Han Ging.
Yeah.
The one that left a few years ago.
Yeah.
YG has apparently been training a new group. I'm so excited for this. They've been training for 4 years and no one has known about it until now. So
wow.
exciting times. And apparently their name is Unique. Stand for it, apparently it's taken from unicorn and unique. I'm not sure how they got that, but
I'm guessing over a little bit of Suju, Phil.
Yeah, but yeah, well, we're looking forward to YG's new group, I guess. See how this pans out. They'll be appearing at the Beijing YG Family Concert next month, so I guess we'll hear more about them then.
And this is just after the group Winner have debuted as well, yeah? So it's all happening for YG.
Just after a month, actually, so it's quite interesting to see, you know, they're actually pushing out a lot of new groups this year. So, I mean, it's good. We love YG stuff, so don't we, Jay?
Well, that's true. And they do need to fill the space because they're about to ship Big Bang off to retire in Melbourne, right?
No, hopefully not anytime.
Well, did I dream that, Phil? I think I dreamt that.
No, I would never want Big Bang to retire. Otherwise, I'm retiring as well.
How do we find out more, Phil?
Check out Hello K-Pop for the trending K-Pop news. And yeah, follow us there. And follow Jace and Asian Pop Radio as well.
There you go. And hashtag Hello K-Pop Family.
And of course, hashtag Afro Family.
Thanks, Phil.
See you next week.
New to the Asian Pop Radio Australia playlist. This is the song that's debuted at number 2 on the J-Pop Oricon Singles Chart. It is BAP with their Japanese version of Excuse Me on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Asian Pop Radio right across the Community Radio Network. This is Jay John. You can follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. You can like us on Facebook, fb.com/AsianPopRadio, and of course subscribe to our YouTube channel. youtube.com/AsianPopRadio. We've still got that big announcement to make later on in the show that will tell you what is happening for K-pop fans in Brisbane. Very exciting stuff. Of course, our interview with LEO coming up too. For now, here's Shaz with her review on food in Korea.
This is Shaz with the Asian Pop Radio Australia review.
Hello, this is Shazza with another review from Seoul, South Korea. While this review may be slightly biased in the fact that I'm vegetarian and have been for over 5.5 years, I will do my best to fairly represent all sides in the arguments. Back home, in Australia, fast food places are everywhere. You have your Porto's, as well as your McDonald's, KFC, Hungry Jack's, Burger King, and then there are also the healthier alternatives like Subway and Boost Juice. Korea is no exception. Everywhere you look, you are guaranteed to find a fast food place. And if not, you can easily find a convenience store which sells instant noodles. Some examples of popular fast food places here is Pizza Hut, McDonald's, Lotteria, which is basically just another local Korean version of McDonald's, as well as some lesser known ones like Loving Hut, which is completely vegetarian but is still pretty frequent here if you know where they are. Fast food here, despite being considered a healthy country, it's still wildly popular. If you go into the McDonald's here, there are always so many people, especially if you go into the ones in major shopping areas like Myeongdong. They sell the same things on the menu, like back in Australia, just sometimes with a slight variation. An example of this would be in Subway. They sold purple or grape Fanta, but not orange Fanta. Being a fan of grape Fanta, this didn't worry me in the slightest. What I did notice as being unusual here for back home was the fact that when I went into Pizza Hut with Bridget, they asked us for how many people. And as we entered, we realized it was set up in the style of a fancy restaurant. We told them we were going to take out and they showed us the menu. All the prices were really expensive at around $25 for a medium pizza. It struck us as being weird that Pizza Hut, of all the fast food places here, decided to go fancy. Subway here and back home are the same, and also McDonald's in both countries are more or less the same. Have you noticed anything similar in your country? And if this sort of fast food isn't your thing, well, there's always delivery and convenience style food, because let's be honest, who doesn't like ordering fried chicken to be delivered to your house at 10 p.m. at night, or eating ramyun at a convenience store huddled over a small table with probably someone else eating their ramyun at the speed of light? This has been Shazza on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Thank you, Siobhan, and I have been looking forward to this one. This is a collaboration between one of the biggest DJs on the planet right now, of course Avicii, and a man by the name of Lee Hom Wang, of course singer-songwriter from America, but based in Taiwan. Huge in Taiwan. They have gotten together for this awesome track. Song's called Lose Myself, and here it is on Asian Pop Radio.
Come to the one more. 让自己忘我。搞不好我已无路可退，无时无刻都不断相随，日日夜夜我都念念不忘，是我唯一剩下的完美，留下的无数个回忆，留下的无数个泪滴，流个不停，流个不停，不能再想我，只想要忘我。天燃烧过的森林留下的疼耳的安静，重复的声音，我不要再听，不能再想我，只想要忘记我。你怎么能忘让自己忘我。让自己忘我。让自己忘我。让自己忘我。让自己忘我。
This is Margaret Cho.
365.
We are AL Crew.
We are 鲍米妮哈.
Hello, we are CM Lu.
The country's largest community radio Asian pop music show.
We love you, Australia.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Kimberly Chen on Asian Pop Radio Australia. You know, if you listen to Asian Pop Radio Australia regularly, that we are huge fans of Kimberly Chen. Of course, a Malaysian Chinese Australian singer doing huge things also in Taiwan. She attended school in Melbourne and her big break was on The Price is Right as a model as a kid. You should know that by now because I think we've said it every time we've played Kimberly Chen. But I do believe that she is in town at the moment. We are hoping, fingers crossed, that we can have Kimberly into the studio because she's just absolutely incredible and we'd love to meet her. Very much so. Meet her now when she's in town. Kimberly.
Asian Pop Radio Australia throughout the nation. Like us on Facebook. Head to facebook.com and search for Asian Pop Radio Australia. We thank all the stations who play and support our program each week. Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Welcome to Asian Pop Radio Australia. I'm Jay John and I'm very excited to welcome to Melbourne. Ali, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. This isn't your first time to Melbourne, is it?
No. Actually, I came down here quite often, actually.
Yeah. All rounder. Firstly, I want to say congratulations on your recent success in The Voice. That's very exciting. You made it to the top 12 and you've had lots of adventures. For those that don't know much about you, can you share with us where you were born, where exactly you grew up and when you came over to Australia?
I was born in Korea, Seoul. I came to Australia in 2009.
Yep.
So when I was 26, I came to Australia for study more music, especially opera. Yeah, what was it, the other question? Sorry.
Where exactly you grew up? Like in the city or out in the rural area of Korea?
Yeah, it wasn't a city, but you know, Seoul city is massive.
Yeah.
So if I really have to say, the location is like Sadang. Yeah, the area. And then now I'm living in Incheon. So like you might be heard about like Incheon International Airport.
Yeah.
But it's a bit far away.
Sure.
So my house is actually close to Seoul a little bit. Yeah. So I grew up in Seoul and Incheon for 26 years.
Wow. Yeah. Apart from the airport, what is Incheon most famous for?
It's really famous about airport.
Just the airport.
Airport.
And it's a big airport. Yeah, there's lots to do at the airport.
Very big. And then the other thing is like the Incheon, the ocean is very famous as well.
Yeah.
So I usually go to there for get some like a seafood in there.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's very good. Yeah. You have to try it.
Well, how's the seafood compare now moving to Australia? Because we're known for our seafood, right?
Yeah.
It's a different way though.
Yeah, it's different. But I think if I have to choose one fish, salmon.
Yeah.
Salmon is best in Australia, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. You actually tried out for a Korean agency quite a few years back.
Yeah.
Can you say which agency it was with?
I can't say.
Yeah, cool.
Because it's a very big company.
Yeah, but what was that experience like for you?
Well, when I was 18, I really wanted to become a K-pop singer. When I was 18, it was my dream. It was very hard to make a contract with them because back then they were thinking I'm not that pretty enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I understand because people love someone had a good face, you know. Or
but when you grow up knowing you've got such an amazing talent and you're an incredible singer, you can perform, you can dance, it's not nice to hear that kind of thing, is it?
Yeah.
Especially when you're a good looking person, right?
I'm still thinking like, I never think about my ugly, honestly.
Yeah. But good. Because it's not true.
I don't know. But I thought actually, I asked my parents like, can I do a little bit of fix my face?
No.
Yeah.
I hope they said no.
Yeah, my parents were very strict.
Yeah,
so,
good. Yeah.
So I couldn't.
That's not really the case these days in Korea, is it? There's lots of parents that are quite willing to allow, especially their daughters, to get a little bit of work here and there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's your opinion in general on the plastic surgery?
I don't want to say now don't do plastic surgery. Their life. If they're not happy with their face, if they're gonna be always depressed with their face, I think it's better to fix, and then they can have a confidence. Yeah, it's actually actually good to have sometimes, and some people need that surgery as well.
Sure, of course.
So, but not too much.
How do you think it actually helped you grow as a person, having that kind of thing said to you as an 18-year-old? Because as an 18-year-old, you're quite impressionable. You take things to heart more as an 18-year-old than you do as a 29-year-old, right? How do you think hearing that helped you grow as a person?
Oh, it's a difficult question.
Because you're still growing.
Yeah.
But you'll get lots of different opinions, lots of advice that people share with you as you grow up. I guess you have to accept that people have different opinions to you and make your own decision at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, compared to 18 and now I'm 29, still I'm getting advice from people, and then I respect the other people's opinion as well. Yeah. After the internet, we have a lot of technologies improved. Like, yeah. I thought one day, it's like I shouldn't really share my opinion with the other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I have to think of my own self. I have to decide myself.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to decide myself rather than like ask people get advice.
Sure.
Yeah. So I'm still growing and I'm still learning. And then I learned a lot of things these days. Even yesterday, every day I'm still learning. When I was 18, especially I was learning from my parents a lot of things. They were giving me such a lot of things, a lot of knowledge. And then especially my daddy is like a philosophy professor.
Wow.
So back then it was very hard for me to talk with him sometimes, because he was talking with me a lot of a hard conversation with me. But now I realize is I can understand what was he talking about.
After having that kind of experience as an 18-year-old in one of the big agencies, you're still a fan of K-pop? It wasn't enough to have you running away screaming?
I'm still a fan of K-pop, but the K-pop meaning is like, I just want to let them people know that K-pop meaning is not all about like young people come out and then dancing and then just same dance routine. It's not like that. K-pop music is, I guess, I'm thinking it's very special.
Yeah.
Like, even the K-pop idol people, they trained very hard. Mm-hmm. They started to train since very young, like even 12 years old, you know.
Yeah.
They studied a lot of that and they becoming star. And then the other people, they studied music very late. Like, for example, like Psy, you know, he just became international star. Yeah.
And so, he's been going at it since 2000 or something?
Yeah.
You know,
I think
10 albums.
Yeah, this is amazing. K-pop music is like, I think it's very amazing. I never expect like the whole around the world people gonna talking about the K-pop.
Yeah.
I never imagined a lot of that.
Do you think it's for good reasons now? I mean, Gangnam Style is a bit of a crazy out there song, a bit of a fad song. Some people have said, you know, the diehard K-pop fans have said it's not real K-pop, so it's not good that people just assume that's what K-pop's about. But at the end of the day, you know, lots of people know about the industry. It's got to be a good thing, right?
It's a very good thing. So our country, South Korea, is a very small country. If you look at the map, we are such a small country, but these people is like making a lot of things, a lot of like music. And then even when you look at the music video, K-pop music video, they're amazing. Like, I can't even explain, but
no, we know, because we're fans of K-pop, right?
Yeah. So I'm still a big fan of K-pop, and then I wish work with a K-pop singer one day. But my dream is that at the moment I just want to release my album in English. I know it's my English isn't enough yet, but I'm trying to release my first album in English, and then I just want to make a Korean album after that.
Yeah.
More from Ellie O next on Asian Pop Radio Australia, but thought we should get to a track of hers right now. This is her cover of Australia's own Jessica Melboy and Never Been the Same Again. This is one of the songs that she performed on The Voice Australia. Here it is, Asian Pop Radio.
Let me tell you about a girl that I used to be. Same name, same face, but a different me. She didn't know what she was thinking. Didn't know her world was sinking. Had her dreams written on a paper in her hand. Held on tight, but she didn't understand the love and heart that she's replacing. All the past that she's erasing.
Losing everything you've ever known.
one of you. But the words coming out wouldn't speak the truth. You wouldn't know what I was really thinking. And I returned to the girl who's sinking, sinking down to the world that waits below. And I don't wanna be there anymore. Don't wanna be there.
Part two now of our interview with Ali O and that big announcement of who's coming to Brisbane.
Growing up, which artists were, I guess, influential in your life? Like, not just the K-pop artists, but what artists did you really enjoy listening to when you were growing up?
Michael Jackson, Celine Dion. Now, I really love the artist Ellie Goulding, Jessie J, and then Adele. Everyone is actually came from UK artists.
Yeah,
but they all have a very strong character.
Yeah. So you made it to top 12 in The Voice Australia. How do you think your life's changed in this very short period of time since then?
I don't think it's changed a lot.
Maybe a little bit more while the show was going.
Yeah, back to normal, and then just a bit busy more, and then people sometimes recognize me. I'm not celebrating yet, so if people ask me to take a photo, I just say yes, and then little things is a little bit changed.
You wait when she's a big celebrity, no more photos? No. I don't believe it. Is it as fast paced that the whole, you know, being part of such a reality TV show like that, it looks so hectic. You've got so many songs you need to perform, you've got so many songs you need to practice for, you've got this huge audience in front of you, the lights are all on you, live shows. I mean, is it as tiring and draining as it looks?
It was stressful. It was very tiring as well. Only the problem, because English is my second language, is like, if I grow up, if I came here, like when I was young, it could be better. But it was very hard for me to memorize the lyrics, and then I have to compete with native speaker.
Sure.
So yeah. It was very hard for me.
But it is a talent show. It's not about speaking English, right?
Yeah. But during the interview that we had to do again and again, like sometimes I couldn't understand. So.
Did you ever worry that perhaps you might have got too nervous while you were live on TV and start speaking in Korean?
Oh, it actually happened, but luckily, like, they edited very well. And then it was very frustrating when the host asked me in English, and I thought I almost could say in Korean. Whatever, I just want to say in Korean.
I can understand.
Yes, like, I couldn't find out the right word, and then I'm still studying. But when I speak in English, like I wanted to find a better word instead of like to direct.
Sure.
So
don't worry, that's my life half the time as well, trying to find a better word in English.
Yeah.
Now, my mum is a huge Voice fan. She watched every single episode back to back. Was just tweeting it, Facebooking. She loved you. She was behind you all the way. There was a particular moment in the series where it seemed that your mum wasn't quite supportive of your choice to focus on a singing career, to be a performer. Is that completely how it was? Or was there perhaps a little bit of clever editing to make it look like your mum was just dead against the idea?
Should I say? I think a little bit addicted, honestly, because I don't want to say my mom is not supportive for me, which mom's not going to support for her daughter, right?
Yeah.
My mom is very supportive. It's just I wanted to say, like, my mom was teaching me about do not become a too dickhead.
Sure.
Is that right?
Be modest. Yeah, be modest. Don't let it become something. Yeah.
Is it big headed wrong word?
No, you're right. Don't be big headed. Yeah. Or pig headed, some people would say. Yeah.
So my mom is really hated. Yeah. So, and then she was worried about, like, because since the blind audition and people talking about me, and then she was worried about, like, always be modest and then do not get too excited about, like, people talking about you. So my mom's very strict, and then she know, even she wasn't there, like, in media society, she know exactly what's going on. Yeah. So she said, you must be very modest all the time, otherwise people gonna forget about you, people gonna don't like you. Yeah, that is a point about my mom. Yeah. Saying that.
So there you go. Some breaking news here. Ellie has a Korean mum and she's strict. Not too uncommon. All right. Well, before we let you go, we hear a bit of a rumor that you might be at a Brisbane event coming up in November. Is this true?
Yes. Might be going to Brisbane in November.
Yeah.
November, October.
Yeah. And it sounds like it's going to be quite a diverse pop music event with a nice Asian, maybe Korean K-pop flavor. Have you heard much details on what you're going to be doing there? Or?
Not yet at the moment.
Yeah.
But
still in the works.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Do you have a special message that you'd like to share with your Brisbane followers right now?
Yeah. Hi, Brisbane. It's going to be my first time visit to Brisbane. So I'm very excited. And then hopefully you guys like my performance that day. Yeah.
and I believe there's a bit of a chance that you might be collaborating with an artist that's there on the day, so that's pretty exciting as well.
Yeah.
There you go. I went to Brisbane for the first time earlier this year, and it's a lovely city, so I'm sure you're going to have lots of fun. And it's great to hear that there's going to be a nice big Asian pop event for Brisbane, because Brisbane Asian pop fans don't get that kind of love too much, so good for you for being part of it. Well, Ellie, thank you so much for joining us on Asian Pop Radio Australia. It's been a pleasure to get to meet you finally face to face, and I hope you keep us posted. Ellie, thanks for joining us on Asian Pop Radio.
Thank you so much for having me today.
To some J-Rock now, this is One OK Rock with Clock Strikes. Who's going to be in Brisbane? What's going on? I'm going to tell you next. Asian Pop Radio.
What's ways for you? What's breaking through? Nothing for good. Because
OK Rock on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Awesome to catch up with Ellie before that. Of course, Ellie O, who will be at an event in Brisbane in November. Now we give you the details of the event and who else will be there. There is speculation of what's going down. We can tell you that Ellie O will be there in Brisbane with the man who was just in Melbourne, Eric Nam. That's right, K-pop idol Eric Nam will be returning to Australia in November to be on stage alongside Ali. This is absolutely fantastic. And of course, we got hints a couple weeks ago from one of the biggest K-pop cover dance groups in Australia and in the world, really. Of course, the AO crew announced that they will also be a part of the event in November. So it's absolutely fantastic news for fans of K-pop in Brisbane who don't usually get a chance to be part of all the K-pop phenomenon. Eric Nam and Elio live in Brisbane featuring the AO crew on the 30th of November this year from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Brisbane Convention Centre. What a great venue for a K-pop event. Now, it's being hosted by Utopia Entertainment. You can follow them on Twitter, UtopiaEnt_AU. Again, that's UtopiaEnt_AU. And their Facebook page is Utopia Entertainment AU. The links are on our Facebook page. If you want to go over to them, like their page so you can follow them and keep up to date on the K-pop event in Brisbane in November. Again, November 30th. And I should say a very big thank you to Gemma and the crew over at Utopia Entertainment who allowed us to break the news today, and also will be keeping us posted on anything coming up in relation to the event. So thanks again, guys, and we will have more information on the concert and possibly even some prize giveaways in the coming weeks, so keep listening to Asian Pop Radio. Also, that interview with Elio will be available on our YouTube channel. We got the camera set up in a hotel room while we did that, so that will be available soon, plus a little bit of shout out that's already available on the channel from Ali, and a bit of a quick 7-question quiz with our team member Cassie put her under the spotlight, I think, at the time, and threw some questions at her pretty fast. So both of those videos are available on our YouTube channel right now. For now, let's get into Paul's Thai Pop Song of the Week. Thanks, Paul.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand National Anthem and Paul's Thai Song of the Week.
DJ, put it back. Go.
Hey guys, it's Paul here, your Thai pop specialist, and this week, as usual, I have a Thai song for you. This week, I have a song called Yang Wang, which translates to I'm Still Free and Single, sung by a Thai pop artist B. Sukrit Wiset Gael from The Star, a singing contest show in Thailand. The song is about a guy who talk about I'm still free and I'm still single, and he wants all the ladies to come to him. He dance like a really cool move. He want to attract the girl and the ladies to come to him. It's really fun, guys. I hope you guys enjoy Yang Wang on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, not just K-pop.
ชอบคิดกันว่าฉันไม่ว่างเสมออกหักที่ไรไม่เห็นใจให้ว่ามีสต็อกอีกเยอะขอร้องเธอจ้าอย่าเชื่อใครฉันไม่มีใครถึงไหนสถานะไม่อยากจะโสดได้โปรดช่วยหน่อยได้ไหมโอ้อยากชวนนวลและน้องมาไว้เป็นคู่ครอง
โอ้ถ้าเพียงโสดนักก็อาจจะทดลอง
โอ้อยากบอกนวลและน้องที่ไม่มีเจ้าของ
เพียงแค่อยากจะเชื่อว่าจะเลือกมาตกที่น้อง
เชื่อพี่เธอขอเธอก็ว่างอยู่ใช่ไหมรู้หรอกให้ช่วยว่างๆหน่อยเถอะนะเพราะฉันยังว่างถ้าเธอก็ว่างอย่ามาอย่ามัวแค่บอกมาลองกันสักทีจัดจะดาดีดัดมาจัดเป็นไหมจะยังว่างจัดจัดจะดาดีดัดจะจัดให้นะถ้าเธอว่างจัดจะดาดีดัดมาจัดกันไปแต่ไม่คิดดูจะได้ดีดันจะเอาความรักจับนักให้รู้โอ้อยากชวนนวลและน้องมาไว้เป็นคู่ครอง
โอ้จะเ พียงโสดนะก็อาจจะทดลอง
โอ้โอ อย่าบอกคนนั้นน้องที่ไม่มีเจ้าของ
เพียงแค่อยากจะเชื่อว่าจะลืมมาตกที่น้อง
เชื่อที่เธอขอร้องยังว่างๆอยู่นะจ๊ะ
Thank you, Paul, for another Typop Song of the Week. And I should say a very big happy birthday to Paul from his hashtag AmproFamily because he is turning 21 this weekend. Hope you have a fantastic day, Paul. You've been part of our team as a volunteer for about a year now. And we love having you on board and we appreciate how you commit to our show each week with your Typop Song. And so I thought it'd be fitting to go out this week with a 21 song because you are a big fan of 21 and you're turning 21. So we might as well play 21's debut song, Fire, because, they say 21 a lot. Thank you to Shaz, of course, for the review this week. Thank you to Cassie for the news. Thanks to Ali O for dropping by, to Gemma at Utopia Entertainment, everyone involved, of course, Travis Scuff, our music director. Here's 21. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend, Paul. Happy birthday.